get back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, June 25th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So excited with you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. We're excited. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming out of Washington, D.C., following, of course, the budget process. Midweek, yesterday, today, tomorrow, to basically get a school budget done before the deadline this coming Tuesday, July 1st. So we'll see what's going on in Lansing today. We also have other information about what's happening in the NATO summit. Donald Trump in The Hague, Netherlands, after having a little bit of a rocky start to his Tuesday morning, yesterday, we talked about it. Not happy, just half hour, 25 minutes or so before the ceasefire officially kicked in. Iran launched 6 ballistic missiles towards Israel. Well, they, of course, shot them down. One got through, not a lot of damage. There were some people injured, but basically no big deal. Well, Israel retaliated and fired off a bunch of missiles back at Iran, and Trump was not happy. Getting ready to go out on a helicopter, going to Andrews Air Force Base to take off on Air Force One to go to the Netherlands for the summit, the NATO summit, and even dropped a couple of F-bombs to the reporters. Well, needless to say, Dad was not happy when he arrived in the Netherlands, and he's calling out these other members. You need to up your game. 5% of your GDP must go towards funding NATO, the military there, to protect all these nations. And by the way, I'm just letting you guys know, the United States is not going to automatically defend any NATO member. Their pledge, their commitment to each other was if one member of NATO gets attacked, NATO as a whole, everybody would come to their defense. Well, Donald Trump is carving out the United States. We will decide who we want to help defend and who we won't. You're not going to tell us what we have to do anymore. So, Dad's taking leadership. He's showing it at the NATO summit. He's showing it to Israel in Iran. And very soon, I believe, he's going to be showing it to Russia in the Ukraine. Zelensky is at the NATO summit. Kind of an interesting change of clothing form. He's taken off his military sweatshirt and sweatpants and has put on a big boy suit. He actually looks like a president of a country. After getting some flack about his appearance in the Oval Office as a sign of disrespect to the president, which didn't turn out very well for him, well, he's upping his game in the Netherlands. So lots of stuff happening today. We're going to be talking about all of it. We have a new veterinarian doctor at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Dr. Caitlin Goodman is going to be joining Dr. Jeff here in the next segment. Text me your questions for him. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 25th edition. Joining us as usual in this time slot is Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospitals. Good morning, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning.
We have a new doctor of veterinary medicine up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Dr. Caitlin Goodman is on the line with us as well. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got a question for you right out of the box. As we have always referred last few years here to Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital, do you want to go by Dr. Caitlin or do you want to go by Dr. Goodman?
I've been introducing myself as Dr. Goodman.
Dr. Goodman. Okay, yeah. Good. Well, until we get to know you a little better and we get on a first-name basis and we earn your respect as a radio audience, then we'll stay with Dr. Goodman for now. But I got a feeling it's going to become Dr. Caitlin in not too distant future. I wanted to get a perspective from you, Caitlin. How does it feel now that you've been through your undergraduate, your postgraduate, your veterinary medicine school, your internship, all of the different rotations that you've done? How does it feel now to be sitting up there at Sioux Animal Hospital, sun is shining, blue skies, and officially 100% a doctor of veterinary medicine?
Yeah, it feels like I'm sitting on top of the mountain. I've finally reached the summit.
Yes, absolutely. Did you find the rotations, once you got through most of the schoolwork and you were out there in the field, Dr. Jeff was describing to us that you were moving all over the place, different locations, different rotations, different specialties. How did you find that experience to be?
I loved it. It's finally the true test of everything that you've learned. You get to go out and work with all these different doctors and learn from them and really be hands-on, and they start seeing you as a doctor in your fourth year of vet med.
Yes, and did you find that you confirmed, because Dr. Jeff has said he loves horses and you somewhat have a very kindred spot in your heart for cows. Did you find any other specialties, any other areas of interest that also kind of piqued your curiosity?
Yeah, still have the love for cattle and farm animals, but I've also found that I really love reproduction. And actually, just yesterday, I got to use some of the skills from a rotation and diagnose a pregnancy via ultrasound.
Oh, too cool. What type of animal?
A dog.
A dog. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Well, one of the things that Jeff and I have talked about, and Jeff, you have mentioned this quite a few times. You and I are getting a little older, and
yep.
we have to raise our replacements. We need to train the young people to know all the things that we know and things that you've done over the years. And you mentioned that this was one of your goals and one of the reasons you really wanted to get Caitlin to come to the Sioux Animal Hospital. Explain that process and what you're hoping to pass on to Caitlin, Dr. Goodman. And what do you feel the mission is now of the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Well, now it's like I said, when you get out of vet school, you feel like you have all these facts buzzing around your head, and now you actually get to start to take all these facts, and this is where the rubber meets the road, and actually making the diagnosis, doing the treatment. Even Dr. Goodman mentioned a couple times, like, okay, now you know I've read about these diseases, and then all of a sudden, well, here it is, you know, and we get to see it. Once you start seeing, put your hands on it and handling it, it's like all those facts all of a sudden like click into place and go, oh,
right.
Even to the fact, I wish they would in vet school start having even the first and second year students start getting hands on, get down in the clinic, start putting hands on these animals, and that will make, because you don't, we'll sit and we'll learn about, oh, what was one of the weird ones we had about a month ago? Pulmonary hypertrophic osteodystrophy. Dr. Goodman remembers that. I'll pull the x-ray up later. So basically what happens if you have a dog that has a lung mass, you can get changes in the bone. And this dog came in not for coughing or anything, but for bone changes or lameness. We x-rayed it, and I looked at that, and I'm like, hey, that looks like da-da-da-da. Let's x-ray the chest. And yeah, I mean, unfortunately, but there was a mass in the chest.
Mm.
But it's these weird things like that. And all of a sudden, that's only like the third one I've ever seen in my career. And you know, you hear about all this stuff in lecture, and then it's
sure.
Like, boom. But my goal is to, I mean, basically pass on now all my, you know, she's got all the college stuff. Now you get to learn all the battlefield stuff. It's like when that little butter bar second lieutenant shows up at the forward operating base at the FOB there.
Sure.
Now you start talking to the first sergeant and says, okay, I know you went to West Point, but here is here, how this really
this is
works.
The way it's done here.
Yep.
Exactly.
So,
well, let me ask you this, because one of the things that I'm so excited about is getting young people involved in our professions and doing all the things that we do. But what it also does for you guys is now you're able to expand your services. And like you were mentioning, Farm Day has been a thing for you. But now with Dr. Goodman there and her specialty or things that she loves to do is dealing with cows and other animals, this is actually going to expand your availability to service more of our local farmers up here in northern Michigan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now we can more easily, like if there's an issue, somebody can get out of the building, because prior to that, you know, it was just me, and if I had already a full surgical schedule docked, you know, on the docket, I can't leave. But now there's going to be two of us that can actually go, so that's good. Dr. Goodman's bringing a lot of the cattle theory of genealogy reproduction, so we're going to be able to start doing, actually, we've just got almost all the stuff. I don't think the last piece has got here yet, but to do breeding soundness exams, we can do them on bulls. Dr. Sherrod, my other associate, her little niche is she really likes the sheep and goats too. So we can do BSCs on sheep and goats and small animals. And obviously I've got all the horses pinned down. And it's not like we can't do each other's things. Okay. You know, but just everybody's kind of got their little, you know, shtick, and mine happens to be horses.
Yeah.
So, and actually I'm a springboard off this one, not dominate. I am starting a new, you always got to learn. If you ain't learning, you're not growing.
Sure.
I'm starting a new class. I don't know how I feel about this quite yet, but I am starting it in August to become a certified farrier. So I think that will certainly help a lot with getting horses taken care of up here and also with lamenesses and things like that. So I think the crossover between being a veterinarian and a certified farrier will help a lot.
Now, what does that certification specifically do for you different than what you have trained to be now?
They train us, and Dr. Goodman probably agree too. I mean, when we get horses, they teach us pretty much everything from the leg, you know, down and splint bones. There's your, you know, deep digital plexus, super, you know, all the way down. Then you get down into the hoof capsule, they call it, you know, like, okay, here's the bones in there. But what we don't get is the mechanics of the hoof and the mechanics of the flight of the hoof as the horse moves and things like that. That's where the farrier comes in. And there's a difference between a blacksmith and a farrier. Blacksmiths don't, well, you'll have some blacksmiths that will trim horses' feet and put shoes on, but a farrier is actually specialized, is like a blacksmith that is specialized in dealing with horse feet. And to do this program, it's going to be a lot of work too, including forging old school hammer and steel, to get the certification. It's a test. You have to go shoe a horse. You have to make the four horseshoes. Okay. You can't use them store-bought from TSC. You have to make them, go ahead, put them on the horse in a certain amount of time. I can't remember right now what it is. I think it's like an hour or something, but anyway, there's an X number, amount of time. You got to go ahead and do that. And then they judge you on that. And then it's like a whole tradesman, you know, getting to be, you know, like going through and getting to be a master plumber or whatever. You know, you got to go through this thing too. So I'm excited about it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a lot. This is going to be the hardest one I've ever done. And remember, I did a whole thing in functional neurology.
Sure. Okay? Yeah, so, absolutely. Hey, well, I just got a text message. So it sounds like you'll be a podiatrist for horses is basically what you're saying.
I am going to swing my career, which is why I'm glad that Doc's here, because I'm going to start you know, shifting some of my other stuff to her, teaching her all my ortho stuff. So she's, I want her to be able to do everything that I can do and more. And that way I can now start, you know, I'm getting to that point. Like I said, we're getting to a point in my career. I kind of want to do my fun stuff, you know, I'm starting
stuff
to swing
that you
more.
Like.
Yeah. You know, not that I don't dislike the rest of it. I just like this part a little better, you know?
Sure. So. Understand. Hey, Caitlin, on that point, is there any specific things, goals, missions of training, of experience that Dr. Jeff has that you're aware of already that you ultimately would like to make sure he teaches you something that excites you about learning from Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, I've been on and off at the clinic for the last 8 years. I started in high school working over the summers with him. And especially over the last couple of years, I've scrubbed in on a lot of orthopedic surgeries and found that I really like that. So fracture repairs, dogs with, like, we call it a torn cranial cruciate ligament, but it's essentially a ACL. And just repairing that and kind of seeing them go from super painful and limping, and we do this surgery, and they recover amazingly well and get back to living their happy lives.
Oh, that's cool. Well, it's funny. And by the way, I greatly appreciate, this is something Dr. Jeff does for us humans, is every time you guys talk your veterinarian jargon, he always converts it. So I appreciate you mentioning ACL so we could understand what you were talking about. But this basically then... as a young, new veterinarian, I have the opportunity to learn all this stuff, and at the same time, be able to go into different areas of specialty that you like to do. This sounds like you guys have laid this all out and going to be a great team together up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, talking back and forth about our different interests and where he sees everything going. He's got a good visionary.
Good, good, good. Jeff, I'm going to let you wrap this up before I give out the phone number. And also, I got one text message. Looking at now that Dr. Goodman's there, are you guys going to be able to go full bore on the dental clinic and as far as cleanings go?
Yeah, we're going to start opening that up now that, like I said, there's more help here. And not only have we added Doc, but we've added some other staffing, too. And that is going to help us get this figured out, how to open that up and start scheduling them, you know, specifically in that
a little more aggressively.
That realm. Yeah. So,
but very cool. Cool, yep. Cool. Well, we're excited, and Caitlin, I have you stored here in the radio studio now, so if Dr. Jeff is ever going to be out, I'm going to have to rely on you every Wednesday morning, so be on standby, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, we appreciate you coming in and on the show today, and welcome to Sioux Animal Hospital officially.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, final thoughts. I'll give you about a minute here. I've got to wrap up before we get to the news. Final thoughts for the day?
Well, we're coming into summer here, so especially as evidenced by the last couple of days, it's getting hot. I always think of Robin Williams from, Good Morning Vietnam. What's the weather? Hot! It's hot.
Right.
kids, if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's a great movie. Good Morning Vietnam. But anyway, So really watch your dogs outside, your animals outside, even your livestock too. When it gets hot and humid like that, make sure they got shade, make sure they've got water access, because it can really have a problem with it, especially you know, if you're trying to run your horses or something. Just watch your animals. It's getting into summer.
Yes, absolutely. Phone number up there at Sioux Animal Hospital is 906-635-5910. Please store that one in your phone, 906-635-5910. Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Talk to you later.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.